Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. It is April 30th, 2015, and I am Chief Langley. And tonight, we're going to discuss spirituality, breathing, and a daily diet. In the Native American culture, spirituality is very important. And what most people don't understand about spirituality is spirituality deals with the true nature of things, the true nature of life, the true nature of your behavior, the true nature of body, mind, and soul. Our diet and our breathing plays a very important role. Many of us don't realize how important breathing is. Breathing can cure any illness. Breathing can aid in weight loss. These things are very, very important. To us, the universal God is called the breath maker, a breath speaker. He makes breath. He speaks breath. So our spoken words and your spoken words become powerful. Be and it is. These are the things you need to understand from a spiritual perspective. Because it's very important. We have adapted to a diet of Eurocentric experience, and many of us need to take the time to examine your genealogy, to know what your DNA is, what your ancestors were, what did your ancestors eat, how did they live. All of these things are in you. You inherited your personality from your ancestors. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you, these things are in your DNA. So once you become conscious of these things, you have the thoughts of your father, thoughts of your mother, thoughts of your grandmother, grandfather, so forth and so on. This is why genealogy is so important. It's not just sitting down, researching, finding who your ancestor is. Okay, what life did they live? What were they diet? What type of occupation they had? Even in slavery, but most people don't understand, even in slavery time, you had doctors and nurses that were slaves. You had highly educated people. So these things are very, very important. So tonight, we're going to deal breathing in a daily diet. And I'm going to point out some things to you that will aid in your development. And you're going to have to experiment with your body on these things. Many of us as a whole don't know our bodies. You're going to have to get in tune with yourself. No one else should tell you about your body other than you. You should know what makes your body tick. But many of us are caught off from that, because you're not dealing with spirituality. These things are key and they're very, very important. One of the main things you need to add to your diet is black walnut hull and black walnut hull juice, because it's a parasitic cleanse. I, for one, don't believe that there are any obese or fat people. I believe people are filled with waste. And that waste calls the body to gain weight and to look the form of out of shape. Parasites inside of the body eat all the nutrients from foods. So therefore, the body doesn't get anything. They go to the parasites. So you need to give yourself a parasitic cleanse and fasting while you're doing this. Our bodies are not equipped to eat three meals a day. That's a tradition we're following from a European diet. Your body needs energy. You give it energy, you survive. You can go on a 40 or 50 or 60 or a 90-day fast as long as you have energy and you replenish the body with water. You got to understand these things. So we have to go back and start looking at the necessity of who we are and the DNA makeup of who we are, because genetically, we are not all the same. Yes, we're a human being. Yes, we're male. Yes, we're female. But I'm sorry, the diet of the African, or the diet of the Indian, or the diet of the Japanese, or the Chinese, it's not the same. These things are very important. So you got to train your thought process. Start looking carefully at the different foods that we eat. Got to be conscious. And when we eat these foods, we have to start looking at them as formulas, which is very important. Because different foods create different reactions in the body. These things are very, very important. So with the walnut hull as a good parasitic cleanse, and it cleanses those parasites out of your body, your skin will become clearer, your hair begins shinier. Most people and most women today really don't pay attention to their hair because they're resulted to hair weave, so now you're not paying attention to your natural hair. Because your hair shows how healthy your hair is. It's a representation of how healthy your body is. These things are indicators. We have to go back to that. So now let's deal with breathing. Breathing is very important. Even when we exercise, we need to start doing stomach breathing. Long breathing strokes. Exercising the stomach muscles. But we've been taught air is the least expensive thing that we care about. But you know what? You and I can't survive without it no longer than 2 or 3 minutes. But it's less talked about. But it's the most important thing in your daily diet. Air. Breathing. Proper breathing lowers blood pressure. Lack of breathing can increase it. Cause anxiety. These things are very important. Practice your breathing techniques. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to yourself breathe. Watch the reaction of your body. People want to be as strong as an ox. But you know what? The ox doesn't eat meat. The horse doesn't eat meat. They eat grass, they eat grain, they eat oaks. So what does that say about our diet? It's the grass and the oats and the wheats and the vegetables that makes us strong. Too much blood in your diet is not good. We got to get away from that. It affects your behavior. What you eat affects the body. What you think affects the mind and the spirit. So you got to be careful with your thoughts. Many times we have thoughts that lie dormant. And when they're no longer dormant, those thoughts come out in our behaviors. And you find yourself, where did I get that from? Because that thought was lingering. So we have to be careful with our thoughts. Because thoughts are no more than created energy. And it goes out into the universe and looks for a host, whether it's you or somewhere else. We have to be careful. These are the spiritual things in life that we have taken for granted. And we shouldn't. So tonight, we're dealing with spirituality, breathing, and a daily diet. Get yourself some mushrooms. And along with the mushrooms, some spinach, onions, garlic. Google all of these three. And I want you to mix your dinner combination. Look at the different berries and fruit and add those combinations together because your food is your formula. So all the ingredients you need are in your foods. This is how you start training your body to go back to a natural diet. These are the things we must do. My grandmother that raised me from 3 days old, on Sunday, going to church, side the road, and get red clay. And she would feed this clay to us. Eat this clay, boy. And I had a burst of energy. Because the body is no more than clay from the earth. So you feed it back with what you are. Let me tell you something. The medical society practice medicine. We need to go back to the herbs of the earth. The natural way of thinking and the natural way of eating, which is simple. It's not complex. Half the time during the day, you're not hungry. But if you see a commercial or you see an advertisement or you see somebody else, then you want to go eat. These things are very important. So we have to understand the psychological impact of things that affect our daily lives. And this is why studying genealogy is so important. It can actually save your life. Because when you go back and find out how long your great-great-grandmother lived or great-great-aunt lived, you better check out what they were eating. It's important. Why were they healthier? Less problem because they didn't have a mortgage, didn't have car note, didn't have house note. Well, if you take away all the material things in your life that drives you today, you become less stress-free. See, we're having to deal with pressures of things that are forced upon us indirectly, then re-engage directly, and become dependent upon these things. But do these materialistic things worth the stress and burden on your daily lives? These are the things you have to understand. Does it matter? Or does it really matter? When you sleep at night, many of you are sleeping towards the west. Don't sleep with your head towards the west. Sleep anywhere else, north, south, or east, because death is in the west. You have nightmares, you have sicknesses, you have bad dreams. Get you a compass in your bedroom. Look where your bed is turned. Now change the way you sleep at night in your bed. You tell me about it. Death is always in the east, I mean in the west, because that's where the spirit goes. In the olden time when we were buried, many of my ancestors are buried under the house, old houses. Some were buried in the ground, some buried on ground. And we put the little, build the little grave houses over them. Many of you need to check with some of your living families to see if any of your ancestors buried that way. And if you come from the South, you will learn you have some native behavior or native traditions. You got to take account of these things. Start asking questions of how they lived, what they did, how did they eat, what did they eat. Things are very important. The West is always death. Spirit leaves the body at night. These are things you should be aware of. That's why in the cemeteries today, the head is facing to the west and the feet is facing towards the east. And if you didn't bury somebody too quickly, the spirit would remain on the earth. That's why they wait so many days. They don't tell you this. Nothing good comes out of the West. Not from a spiritual perspective. Got to keep in mind with these things. So take note what I said and change your sleeping position. Try it. See what happens. Start eating the right type of foods. Stay away from certain foods at night. These things are very, very important because these foods can bring about your behavior. My father would always say, poking wine will run somebody crazy. And it will run you temporarily insane. It's been medically proven. Red wine and a pork chop. Be careful with these things. So tonight, this is what my lecture is on. Spirituality, breathing, and a daily diet. The simple things that we take for granted. And they're priceless because they don't cost you anything other than to start thinking. Thinking. See? Many times we don't think. We allow other people to think for us. This is why you have to start taking some input sometime and start giving your output to things. These things are very important. Very important. Start walking around, even your house, or go outside if you have a fence or wherever you live, and just walk around in your birthday suit. Go out and walk on the grass barefoot. Go out in the noon. Stay out 10, 15 minutes. Sit in a chair in your backyard. Lay down in the grass. And let your body get back to nature. You're not in tune with nature these days. That's a simple thing. But you wouldn't realize how much healing just by going outside, walking around in your birthday suit does for your body as well as your mind. Don't be ensnared because you got a gut or you don't want to know what you look like. You can't do these things. You got to omit these things. They're not healthy. Don't let your mind trick you to those things. You are who you are. You don't like the way you look or like the way you feel. You change it. But it starts in your mind. Go out in your backyard and just be free in your birthday suit. You tell me how you feel. Go hug a tree. Plant your foot, dig a hole. Plant your foot in it. Get back. Nature. Go to the beach. Take yourself a spiritual bath with that salt from the ocean. It only works when you're conscious of it. It's healing. We have been taught to pay for superficial things that really don't do us any good. But the things that matters appear to be too simple, so we ignore the simple things. You can't do that. Those are the things that are priceless. Nothing is more priceless than having someone you love or care about say they love you and mean it. That's priceless. Small things, because they touch your spirit. Things are important. Sounds, vibration, saying I love you is healing. Hearing it is healing. Be in touch when it's said is healing. These things are very important, people. We as a whole have gotten away from the simple things in life. And these simple things are priceless. These simple things are the things that mean the most. When you cook, talk to your food. Put your good energy in it. When you drink your water, talk to it. That's why we have healing springs. Why they have healing springs? Because the ancestors would put their energy in that water and say, this water heals you. And because they believe and they drank that water, it healed them. Same thing applied today. Water takes the shape of everything it becomes. Put it in a bottle, take the shape of a bottle. Put it in a bowl, take the shapes of a bowl. Now put your thoughts in it. And drink those thoughts, positive thoughts, and those thoughts will manifest. I am not telling you anything that is telling you what has always existed in this universe. And these simple things we must go back to. I've been taking my body through a regiment training for the past 2 months. between a walnut hull, blackstrap molasses, baking soda, and Epsom salt. My hair has gotten shinier. The texture has turned to where it was when I came out of my mother's womb. My skin has gotten tighter. My skin has gotten brighter because of the things that I furnish my body with. You have to learn to start working on yourself. We don't do that. We wait for somebody else to tell us. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time. Yes, you have time. You just have to prioritize and make these things happen. No more time for neglect. We have to be in healthy relationships. We have to create healthy relationships, even with yourself. Your mind is an individual, your body is an individual, and your soul is an individual. So your mind and your spirit connects. They're all in one. We are all mind, you are all spirit. You have to say to the spirit man, to the mind man, to the body man, you have three individuals you need to align and get in check. Make sure your spirit man or woman is okay, the body man or woman is okay, and the mind woman okay. But you got to balance them out. And when they're all balanced on the same accord and on the same level, you have reached godlihood, or you are in heaven, which is a state of mind. These are the things we have to do. Tonight, I'm just telling you the simple things that was given to me when I was growing up that I now practice daily. These are the things you need to practice religiously. Good breathing habits, good eating habits, good thinking habits. These are the things you must have. Regardless of anything else, you must always have things. You must always do these things. Take the spiritual approach to life. Because in the spiritual approach to life, it is what it is. There's a negative polarity. There's a positive polarity. We get caught up in life sometimes, what is right and what is wrong. But that lies in the mindset of the person. That's why we have different cultures. What's right over here could be wrong over there. So let's deal with it from the essence of life. There's the positive, there's the negative. There's the yin, there's the yang. These things are very, very important. Because what you eat becomes what you are. To your body, and what you think becomes to your mind. You have to plant the seed in your mind of a good thought or something, and it magnetizes throughout the universe, and it becomes attraction to you. I'm not telling you anything that is new. I'm telling you what exists. Take time out tonight while you're sitting or you walking around your house and start playing with your breathing. And watch and listen to your body. Because breathing is life. Exercise those inner muscles in your chest and your stomach. The best thing to get rid of the gut is breathing. Why are you sitting down? Do your breathing exercises. Oh, Chief, I never thought of that. Nobody told me that. I am telling you. Because these things are of you. I teach a class in spiritual genealogy. And in spiritual genealogy, this class deals with the diet of foods. Because foods also affects your thoughts. People, we have to start living. Right now, you're just being alive. Live. I've been blessed. The women in my family, many of them have lived to 114 years old. Most of the women, really, through the women in my life, my ancestors, my grandmother, my grandaunts, most of them have lived to 105 because of their diet and their thinking. These things are crucial. My grandmother put me on this journey. This journey was to tell you things. So I created a genealogy ministry that talks about life and share these experiences, not just in genealogy, but experiences of life, that a spoken word can do something for you. You got to get back to the simple things. By all means. If you're married or you're involved, grab your partner's hand. Tell them you love them. Mean it from the heart. Give them a kiss from the heart. These things are healing. Grab your children. Hug them. This is healing. Love is all powerful. Don't take my word for it. Go take your blood pressure. Have someone tell you they love you. Watch your blood pressure. Watch your heartbeat. These are things we must do and do them daily. Your environment is what you create. You want a loving environment? Create it. You want a nasty environment? Create it. Whatever you are is what you create. You tired of your old apartment? You tired of your old house? Rearrange the furniture. Give it a new look. Change your thinking. Same way with the inside of you and I, which is the universe. Outside is the universe. We need to be aware of these things. Always. But these things are not talked about every day. So tonight, I am taking the time to talk about these things that mean so much, that is far often being neglected. How often in your relationships do you talk? How often do you care to talk? Or you allow things to build up, then you talk. That's not communication. That's not healing. In the technical world, we have something called preventative maintenance. And you should do preventative maintenance on your relationship, even on yourself. And there's nobody else around. You need to say, self, I need to do this. And self would say, huh? Okay. Because you're speaking to your mind, body, and spirit. That's why it's very good practice to go sit in front of the mirror sometime and talk to yourself. Get the reflection of what's on the inside by looking at the man in the mirror or a woman in the mirror. These are exercises you need to do daily. And when you do these things, you can transform and change yourself. Don't let nobody say you're crazy. This is therapy. This is self-help. You're not doing right. Go sit in front of the mirror and say, you know what? I know I need to do right. I know I need to do better. How are you going to have somebody else deal with you and tell you about you and you won't deal with yourself? These things are crucial. These are the things we need to do. Nobody should be able to tell you anything about you that you don't know. This is why body, mind, and spirit is important. You have each one of those to talk to and take care of. Start. Start tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it tonight. While you're sitting here listening to me now, do some breathing exercise. Take some long breath. Breathe in through your mouth, out through your nose, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Practice these over and over and over again. Breathe in and breathe out. Start thinking while you're breathing. And watch the environment around you changes. This is all spiritual. This is all metaphysical. Don't neglect these things. I can't tell you how much at peace I am with myself going on this little journey I had for the last couple of months. Totally changing eating habits. You can train your body to lose 1 pound a day if you start eating the right formulas of food. And you don't even have to exercise. But you have to get into that habit. You have to know your body. Many people don't know their bodies. Don't expect the doctor to know your body. When you go to the doctor, what does he ask you? How do you feel? Okay, you can prevent going to him. You can ask yourself that daily. How do I feel? I love me. I feel good. Many a time you're sick because you think you're sick. I feel sick. That's just your feelings. That's not you. Be careful. You play a trick on your mind. You feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't, like that commercial says. These things are very important. So you got to keep a healthy mind and a healthy body and healthy thoughts. All these things are important. And that's why we're taking tonight off to talk about these things. Now, I'm going to go to some callers before we get out of here. And I'm going to start with 312.
Hi. Hey. I didn't have any questions at the moment, but I'm really listening to what you're saying in terms of breathing techniques, and it does definitely makes a difference. And after you breathe a certain time, and then you take a look around, things seem more peaceful. And as far as natural foods, I completely agree with you. I was eating natural foods and just had a taste of blood for it. And I wasn't doing it to lose weight, but I just eventually started losing weight. But it's like my body was going back into its natural form. So, yeah, I just want to agree with you for that. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. 614-537.
Oh, I don't have anything to say. I'm just listening.
Okay. 614-937.
Yes, Chief. I was listening to you, and I had a question about. You said that it's not good to sleep with your head towards the west.
No, it's not. That's death.
And you said that that was because of like death, like and when you like bury the dead, you know, they're faced towards the west. I had noticed actually that I've slept in different directions a few times, and I've noticed that I have gotten sick a lot of times when I was sleeping towards the west. And when I go to the hospital a lot, you can't really change change where the bed is facing. Is there anything?
But you can tell them preference before they admit you.
Okay.
I would recommend you do that. Another thing I recommend, and I tell people this, and this has been proven. A lot of people of African ancestry who have sickle cell and other sicknesses, they have went to certain places in Africa, Kenya for one, and they stayed 3 months. Sometime, I've heard of one situation where the lady stayed 3 weeks. And when she came back, she had no trace of sickle cell or diabetes at all, and the doctors were shocked because she went back into her natural habitat. But some people say, well, that's just so simple, I don't believe it. I would say to all people, when you start studying your ancestry and your heritage, this is very important, because when you take the monkey and a baboon, you don't take the polar bear and put him in the jungle without bringing his food. You don't find a monkey and a baboon in the zoo without bananas or their native food that they ate where they come from. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be derogatory by using animals. I am giving an example.
I completely understand. I definitely understand. That actually sounds like a great idea. I think Charleston and I have to really definitely look into doing that.
My grandmother that raised me for 3 days old had a stroke about 5 years ago. The doctor said Mom would never be able to use her left side again. Okay. I took Mama to South Carolina. But first, before we got to South Carolina, we stopped in Georgia because that's where Mama grew up. So we went to where our old house was where she grew up because Mama was about 95 at the time. This area has our old family cemetery because Mom, Daddy used to be what they call a spirit keeper, spirits, so they would leave the earth and journey on. Well, Mom used to play out there as a child. The minute I got out to get Mom out of the car, she didn't put on any shoes. I gave her her walker. It wasn't 10 minutes from Mama walking on the soil that she threw the walker aside. Her left side was no longer paralyzed because she
wow.
went back and that ground gave her power and healed her. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, Chief.
This is factual. We're supposed to say, oh, well, that's just a phenomenon. No, it's not. This is why they have sauce grounds. These things are very, very important. And that's why knowing ancestry is important. Because these things can bring about healing. But when we're so cut off from the universe, we don't even think about these things. We look at an alternative approach. And I think oftentimes in today's societies, medical doctors are alternative to the natural resource that we need to tap into. That's
right.
Just my opinion. These things are very
Thank
important.
You, Chief.
You're welcome. Seven by seven.
Hi, Chief.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing? Look, I am so appreciative. I am so appreciative for you taking the time to educate us on all of this. You know, as far as us growing healthy, et cetera. I learned a lot of your worth from my husband. Usually when I come in from work, you'll have your program on. And I am just so ecstatic. I'm just so happy to have you as a person to keep us on track.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. But thank you. That's all I wanted to let you know. Just keep it
okay.
coming.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Well, before I go, I want each and every one of you to start engaging in a garden. Plant your garden. Plant your fruit. Or plant your vegetable. And when you plant that particular fruit or vegetable, talk to it. Say, this is going to be my healing fruit or healing vegetable. This is going to cure all illnesses. This is what you are growing to do. I will tell you, you just spoke into that fruit or that vegetable to heal your body of any illnesses. This is how it was in olden days. That's why they would go to certain fruits or certain vegetable gardens and ate from those things and be made whole, because the people spoke it into existence and those things grew. These things are very important. Don't overlook these things. They are factual. They're truth. This is the spirituality of life. So we have to go back into these things. Always take the simple approach. Sometimes things, the best things in life that's good for us, may be bittersweet. Taste for it, but I'm going to tell you what, it is good for you. Keep these things. They're precious, they're sacred. Even having someone hold you that loves you is healing. Tonight, do your breathing exercise. Manifest love. Change the way you eat. Okay. These things will be with you always. It doesn't cost a lot of money for the simple things in life. Don't take it for granted. Priceless. So on that note, I want to thank you for attending tonight. And as we say in our language, Kito Hey, to all of you, good night and have a good evening. Bye-bye.